Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, and we thank you that it reveals your Father heart of love for each one of us in Christ. Amen. Please be seated. To appreciate the story of the father with two sons, we need to understand the culture in which Jesus told that story. The presumption in the ancient world would have been that a son would have remained in his father's household and subject to and dependent upon his father until the end of his father's life. He would live within the extended household. He would dine at his table. He'd enjoy the privileges of being a son. But he'd also be expected to follow his father's instruction and remain under his authority. Whatever we think of that kind of patriarchal culture, this was the culture in which Jesus told the parable. The older son followed the custom and the tradition, stayed within the household. The younger son chose not to. Now, the younger son's sin, really, I think, as would have been understood by Jesus' hearers, was not primarily that he fell into riotous living, but that he chose to walk away from the Father, to leave the Father's sphere of authority, to establish his independence. I'm going to do it my way. I know what's best for me. And it's not to remain here. Now, if we don't fully understand what was going on here, we might think that the younger son, much like today's young people, maybe when they turn 18 or so, just needed to get away for a bit, make his mistakes.